Since I guess 2014, I've really done a deep dive into these icy worlds and the conceptual possibilities they open up. And maybe that is a slow, like I don't think that this is an instantaneous process of learning to reorder the conceptual coordinates of your world or your thinking. Like if we have these ideas that humans are special, we're different from the rest of the world. Oh, but now we've pumped so much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that we're now threatening all existence, biological existence at least. What does this mean then if we're actually a geological force on par with the orbital tilt of the Earth or tectonic plates? I feel like it's one of those things that is a process, like relearning how to see the world. And so sea ice offers a kind of positioning that decenters human beings. And so what are some of the ways to offer a glimpse of what the world looks like from the perspective of sea ice? Sea ice produces its own time, and that's not reducible to like this diurnal cycle or even the annual cycle. It actually has a time scale that is both shorter than and longer than the annual seasonal cycle. And that's related to basic properties of sea ice, the fact that it takes a while for it to melt and to grow, and that some of those anomalies in thickness or temperature are remembered by the ocean. And that changes how the sea ice grows and decays. And so that has a time scale that's determined, or it belongs or is produced by the ice itself. And that's also different from time that humans make with calendars or clocks. This is a time completely independent of human timekeeping devices. Sea ice also can generate completely different timelines and different realizations of the future. So this ability to produce the future is not exclusive to human beings, and also just inherent to the ice itself as frozen water. It does release in some ways a different temporality. Like as it melts, it's unfolding in time in a certain way that entrains human beings insofar as we're trying to like organize shipping or create policies to combat greenhouse gases.